guns, self-defense, survival, current events, and your future.
Can't take me.
We're rapidly approaching desperate times. Have you prepared your family physically, mentally, spiritually to face these times? The tyrant has overstepped his authority. What will you do when he comes to your door?
You can't take me.
Please join us here on Just Measures Radio Network for The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m.
Pacific Time.
It's easy to take liberty for granted when you've never had it taken from you.
All systems go.
Welcome to the real world.
J.M.R. Just Measures Radio is on the air.
Path has led you to the Tinker's Shop here on Just Measures Radio. I welcome you. Please come in, sit down, have a seat. We all must remember that we are the library for those who come after us, and we must share our knowledge with those who need it.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be. Since I found serenity, but you can't take the sky from me.
And good evening, my friends. Well, here we are. Same time, same place as always. Yes. Saturday night, the 8th of February of 2014. And as always, this is the Tinker, with my able assistant, the Tinkerbell, here in the Tinker's Shop on Just Measures Radio. Yeah, tonight was today was one of those days. I was like, well, am I going to be ranting and raving? Or should I take She Who Must Be Obeyed's idea and just play folk music tonight? So I think I'm going to do a little bit of both. So, yes. Well, here, while we do this, first off, I'm going to go ahead here. Let me do this. If I can manage to get my hands to cooperate with me. And there we go. I went ahead and put the web address again, and as always, www.arlen-tower.com/Tinkers_shop. So, if we all head on out there, that'll bring us to our usual landing place. And if we go ahead and then again, as always, go ahead and scroll down here to the bottom, and you'll see a link there called Poison Foods. Yeah, that was my question this week, you know, why is there poison in our foods, and, you know, where's it all been coming from? So go ahead and click on the link, And that will bring us to our page here with that's got the question on it. You know, why are they poisoning our food? Well, we all probably pretty well know why. You know, they want to keep us sick or weak, and you know, keep the good old pharmaceutical industry going. What got me interested in this or thinking about it this week was the I'd seen it in on TB2K, and I think John also talked about it. And that was where Subway is due to, the headline here. It's out on InfoWars. They had the headline, Subway to remove shoe rubber chemical from bread after protest. And this was Dateline for the 6th of February. So that was 2 days ago. So they finally, after people started realizing what the heck was in their bread, you know, it's basically a chemical. It's same thing that's used to put the, you know, make you the rubber in your shoes last longer, and wrestling mats or yoga mats or whatever. And this is just, I don't know. It's they may say they do it as a dough conditioner, but I'll tell you what, from the times I've had Subway sandwiches, they're almost as chewy as chewing on an old rubber sole from a shoe. So, anyway, that's probably enough of that. I know this page here looks kind of like it's kind of a barren page. I'll probably go ahead and throw some more links in here after tonight. But just kind of went ahead here just to kind of sum up my thoughts. And these were a couple quotes I'd seen out online. I'm going to be talking and listening to a couple clips here from a lady by the name of Robin O'Brien. And she's been kind of how best to describe her? She is basically a food industry insider, food trader, whatever. And one day after her youngest child basically suffered from, I guess you could almost call it anaphylactic shock at the breakfast table, she kind of wised up. So here, like I said, I just have a couple quotes here, and I'm just, for those who don't listen to us, that are or aren't here on the webpage, but those who listen in the future, a couple people had made comments that, the first one, genetically modified food has a tremendous health cost. We've poisoned ourselves and our children since 1994, while at the same time channeling billions of taxpayer dollars into the companies that do the genetic engineering. And this person was talking about places like Monsanto, Bayer, Archer Daniels Midland, and all the rest of them. These characters that just want to, basically make a buck off of us. They don't seem to care. And that's mainly in this country. It's not overseas. There, people over there still have enough of a voice where they're fighting it. And they're actually getting their governments to not allow the GMOs. And the other comment here. What a tangled web, and we all pay for it. Create food that makes us sick, which we cannot avoid, and then create a health care system to heal all of our diseases, and then blame it on us for eating too much of their genetically altered garbage. Sounds like another in a long line of Ponzi schemes that needs to be ended. That's basically it. You get Mama Wookie there in D.C., you know, she's been complaining and telling us that we're all way too fat, and we need to lose weight. We need to eat healthy. Well, thing is this junk that the food industry's been slipping in on us that most of us didn't know about at the time. That's where a large chunk of our, shall we say, obesity epidemic comes from in this country. Yeah. So, and then just below this, these two quotes, there's a couple of charts, and I'm going to be playing at least one clip from Robin O'Brien's. She was speaking at the 2011 TEDx gathering, I guess you could call it, in Houston, Texas. And on this page, I also have a link to the full speech that she gave. But basically, there's, well, three main highlights for basically genetically modified foods here. RGBH was first introduced in about 1994 into dairy cattle. GMO soy was brought in 1996. GMO corn was late in the 1990s. I'm not sure the exact year on it. But this stuff is just, I don't know how best to put it, flat, outright wicked. It's just no freaking good for any of us. And this, the GMO soy, she actually brings it out when she's talking. And, well, why don't I do this? I'll just go ahead and play her piece here. It's about 10.5 minutes long, so I do apologize for the length. But, you know, this is important stuff to listen to. And there actually is one other thing that she mentions in there, too, that I'm not sure if you'll really hear it too well, but this is something for you to kind of listen to. But she does bring up the point that one out of two men in this country, during the course of their lives, will have some sort of brush with cancer, and women, one out of three will. And this is, she was basically referring to breast cancer. So one out of three of you ladies who are listening, you have a chance, and not a very good one, of coming down with some sort of breast cancer during the course of your life. They also bring out that 9 out of 10 breast cancers are not caused through genetic relationships. In other words, it's not inherited. 9 out of 10, it's environmental. So let me do this. I'm going to go ahead here and just let Robin speak her piece, and then after she gets through, I'll be back. Okay, Tinkerbell tells me here that I'm not coming through, so let me do this. I'm going to go ahead and retry this here.
Well, first of all, before I get started, I want to take the opportunity to thank all of you for being here, because you are a remarkable group of visionaries and leaders, and it is such an honor to spend this time with you today. So thank you for taking the time out of your weekend. As I like to share, I am such an unlikely crusader for cleaning up the food supply. I was born and raised in Houston, Texas, on Twinkies and Po' Boys. I wasn't a foodie. What I was the oldest of four children, and as you often hear about, I inherited absolutely every single one of those type A, overachieving genes you read about in a firstborn child. And thankfully, I channeled that into business school. I received a full scholarship and graduated as the top woman in my class before going on to serve as a food industry analyst. And when the management teams would come through our offices from Whole Foods and Wild Oats, you know, we kind of thought they had a nice marketing niche carved out. You know, it was either Lifestyles or Rich and Famous or some hippie thing. It just wasn't something that we were particularly on board with. And after doing that for a while, I traded the briefcase for a diaper bag. And with that same type A energy, my husband and I had 4 kids in 5 years. And up until that point, I really had not given a lot of thought about what was in the food supply. I figured if it was on grocery store shelves, it was safe. Don't tell me what to eat, and please do not tell me what to feed my kids. I had 4 picky eaters, limited time, limited budget, and I didn't want to hear it. And then one morning, over breakfast, life changed. And our youngest child had an allergic reaction. And in all candor that morning, that breakfast was Lego my Eggo waffles, tubes of blue yogurt, and scrambled eggs. And as her face started to swell shut, I was so unfamiliar with what a food allergy actually looked like that I turned to my older three and I said, what did you put in her face? And they all gave me those blank little kid stares. And I got so scared. And I raced her to the pediatrician's office and she says, Robin, she's having this allergic reaction. What'd you feed the kids for breakfast? And I said, Lego, my Eggo waffles, blue yogurt, and scrambled eggs. And she said, those are three of the top eight allergens. And she starts rattling off all this stuff about food allergies. And I'm thinking, how can a child be allergic to food? And so as we got the baby calmed down, got everybody back home, I put everyone down for a nap that day. And every single analytical gene in my body went off. Because I hadn't known anybody that had had a food allergy when I was a kid. And so I wanted to dig into this data. I wanted to understand what was going on. And that morning, 5 years ago, I learned that from 1997 until 2002, there had been a doubling of the peanut allergy. I also learned at that point that 1 out of 17 kids under the age of 3 now has a food allergy. And I then went on to learn from the Centers for Disease Control that there had been a 265% increase in the rate of hospitalizations related to food allergic reactions. That was doctors checking kids into the ER. That wasn't moms. And so I wanted to know, what is a food allergy? Well, a food allergy is when your body sees food proteins as foreign. And so it launches this inflammatory response to drive out that foreign invader. And so it just begged the question, is there something foreign in our food that wasn't there when we were kids? And so the analytical side of me, I turned to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And I learned that, yes, beginning in the 1990s, new proteins were engineered into our food supply. And it was done to maximize profitability for the food industry. And as Sunny touched on, that made perfect sense to me as an analyst. It drove shareholder value, absolutely the fiduciary responsibility of the corporations that were introducing these proteins. But at the same time, no human trials were conducted to see if they were safe. And so milk allergy is the most common allergy in the United States, according to the Wall Street Journal and CNN. And so I wanted to know, is there something in the milk that wasn't there when we were kids? And beginning in 1994, in order to drive profitability for the dairy industry, scientists were able to create this new genetically engineered protein and this synthetic growth hormone and inject it into our cows to help them make more milk. The business model makes perfect sense. It's a brilliant one. But at the same time, what happened is that it was making the animals sick. It was causing ovarian cysts. It was causing mastitis. It was causing lameness. It was causing skin disorders. And for that reason, it increased antibiotic use in those animals. And so governments around the world said, we're going to exercise precaution, and we are not going to allow this into our dairy and into our milk supply because it hasn't yet been proven safe. We took a different approach. We said it hasn't been proven dangerous, so we'll allow it. As I learned that, I thought, how many sippy cups have I filled with this milk? And how many bowls of cereal have I poured it on for my husband, not knowing that Canada, the UK, Australia, Japan, New Zealand, and all 27 countries in Europe didn't allow it when it was introduced in the US in 1994. And so I wanted to know, what are the conditions that we're seeing here in the U.S.? Because one of the concerns around this new growth hormone, this synthetic protein, was that it also elevated hormone levels that were linked to breast, prostate, and colon cancer. And so I turned to remarkable organizations like Livestrong and the American Cancer Society because I wanted to know what the rates of cancer were in the U.S. versus the rest of the world. The U.S. has the highest rates of cancer of any country on the planet. And according to the American Cancer Society, migration studies show that if you were to move here from somewhere like Japan, your likelihood of developing cancer increases fourfold. One out of two American men and one out of three American women are expected to get cancer in their lifetime. I also learned that one out of eight women has breast cancer. But then what I learned is that only 1 in 10 of those breast cancers are genetic, which means 9 out of 10 of them are environmentally triggered. So kind of like, you know, when you're driving down the highway and you see an accident and you just keep looking and you're not really sure why. I wanted to know, you know, are these other allergies that we're seeing, have foreign proteins been introduced into our food there too? And shortly after milk was engineered with this new protein, scientists then engineered soy, and soy is also one of the top 8 allergens. And again, to drive profitability for the soy industry, because soy is primarily used to fatten livestock, scientists were able to engineer the soybean so that it could withstand increasing doses of weed killer. And the business model, as an analyst, made perfect sense. You engineer the seed so that you can sell more weed killer. And at the same time, you've engineered something new into that seed so that you can patent it. So now you've got a patent on the seed and you're selling additional weed killer. But once again, governments around the world said, no studies have been done to show if this is safe to feed to the livestock and to feed to our consumers. And so we're going to exercise precaution in order to prevent the onset of any disease that may result. And in 1996, here in the U.S., we took a different approach. As I kept learning more about food allergies, I was hearing concern from parents about a corn allergy. And so I wanted to know, did corn get engineered? And interestingly, in the late 1990s, as concern started to grow about the spraying of insecticide over cornfields, scientists were able to engineer that insecticide into the DNA of a corn seed so that as a corn plant grows, it releases its own insecticide. As a result, corn was then regulated by the EPA as an insecticide. As you can imagine, this was incredibly hard information to learn. We had introduced a term called substantial equivalence. It was a conceptual tool, and it's used by the tobacco industry to facilitate the approval process of something for which no human trials have been conducted. And that was the justification given for why we were introducing these things in the U.S. And as I sat down one night with my husband, I said, I can't unlearn this. And I don't know what people will say if I try to teach them, but I have to try.
So, that was part one. I do have part two here, but I don't know if people really want to listen to more doom and gloom tonight or not. What can I say? Something that, well, we all need to be aware of this stuff, you know, that's in our diets. And like I said, we've had the powers that be in D.C., you know, telling us we're getting fat, you know, that we have an obesity epidemic in this country. Well, the problem is those same turkeys are the ones really that are responsible for it in the first place, because they allowed this crap to be introduced into the food supply in this country. Overseas, it's not allowed. It's, you know, she does talk about it in the second part that I have here, but for example, Kraft, their foods that they produce that are sold overseas or produced overseas, I guess you could say, they don't have the genetically modified wheat in there. They don't have the genetically modified corn. They don't have the genetically modified soybeans. The cattle, when they use dairy products in their produce that they make, again, it's not doesn't have the RGBH hormones in it left over from the cattle. Yeah, so I guess perhaps what I should do here, instead of ranting more, I think maybe what I should just do is just give us a little bit more music here. This one here is a piece of music that's a little bit more, probably more aligned to the way most of us would like to see food being done. Yeah, it's John Barleycorn. We'll give this a shot here, and we'll see if we can get this to work.
Farmers in the north, as they came passing by, they swore on them with a mighty oath that barley corn would die. One of them said, drown him out. The other said, hang him high. Forever he tricks the barley, grit in a bag, and he will die. With me, fa-la-la, and a barley, and a bag, and he will die. They put John Barley into a sack on a cold and windy day. They used him and they mashed him up, then buried him in the clay. Frost and snow began to melt, the dew began to fall, and the barley corn stretches over and soon surprised them all. With me, fa-la-la, and a barley, and he soon surprised them all. You can see me in the summer with the harvest coming on. There I stand up in the field with a beard like any man. The reaper comes with his pitchfork, he used me barbarously. He grabbed me by the middle and he cut me above the knee. With me, fa-la-la, and a barley, and he cut me above the knee. Now the next thing that they done to me, they dried me in a kiln. They used a pin to mash the nuts and grind me in a mill. They used me in the kitchen and they used me in the hall. They used me in the parlor and among the ladies all. With me, fa-la-la, and a barley, and among the ladies all. Now the barley corn is a comical thing, for it makes me sigh and moan. For when they get enough of it, they forget the wife at home. The drunkard is a dirty man, he used me worst of all. He drinks me down in his dirty goblet and puts it all over the wall. With me, fa-la-la, and a barley, and he puts it all over the wall.
Okay, there we go. My apologies. I am beginning to definitely loathe Winamp here some days. It just does not want to cooperate with us at all. Let's see here, it's what? Well, we're down here at the bottom of the hour, so I suppose I should probably do a couple commercials in here, and I'll do those, like I said, and we'll go ahead then at that point, after that, and continue on with some music.
2 years ago, I uttered the phrase, too late, as a warning that silver and gold prices would soon skyrocket, and thus they have this year. With our current financial predicament, you might want to consider someone who supplies silver American Eagles and other precious metals, a family dealer up in Mount Vernon, Indiana. Just Measures Coin Shop. Call Bobby at 812-305-7091 or click on the link at my homepage at johngaltfla.com.
That's what I like to see, bullseyes, every time, and you can do the same thing with Byers barrels. As long as you do your part, the custom barrels that you get from Byers Barrels will deliver award-winning accuracy shot after shot. Byers Barrel specializes in standard and 1-in-9-inch twist match-grade 22 long rifle barrels for the Ruger 10/22 and AR-15. If you want to win, visit their site at ByersBarrels.com. That's BeyerBarrels.com. Or you can call Clint at 360-374-9476 and tell him you heard it on the Shooting Bench, would you? Let him know that his advertising money is doing him some good.
Okay, looks like we're back here, and we're back here in one piece, which is a good thing. It's kind of interesting. You know, Tinkerbell was just telling me here, you know, that somebody else had noticed. Seems every time that any one of us hosts, we start talking about anything controversial, whether it be, you know, GMOs in the foods or anything else, weird stuff starts happening. I don't know. Weird scenes in the gold mine, I guess. What can you say? So, well, we're back here from our 9:30 break, and, well, let's see here. Should I or shouldn't I? Well, I'll just go ahead here and say this. I do have the links there in the on the webpage to where people would be able to listen to other things or more extensive coverage. And Robin O'Brien, she actually has a Twitter link. Again, if you guys ever do Twitter, sometimes it's kind of fun just to kind of glance over at one of these things and just see what the Twitterers have to say for themselves. So we'll just go with that. I'm just going to scroll down here a little bit. Got a couple of pictures here in another kind of chart. You know, it's kind of like on the left hand side of the page, this is what, you know, what we should be doing, and on the right hand side, well, this is what they want to feed us. You know, and we got to take control of our future. You know, grow our own stuff whenever we can. And I think perhaps next week I just might go ahead and get a little bit more done along the lines of working on a little bit more of a setup for getting people started for growing plants this spring. And that, again, that just kind of goes with the other picture I have here about, you know, Uncle Sam expects you to keep hens and raise chickens. Now, this is what was done back, probably 80 years ago in this country. You know, people were expected to grow a good sized chunk of their own food, you know, rather than having the big boys, which are trying to, shall we say, corner the market. You know, they want us to eat their junk food, and this junk food they are feeding us, the farmers are pretty much locked into, you know, buying the seed from these companies, because they have to license it and everything else. Plus, there's actually the problem also that even the farmers who don't want to grow, like, you know, the BT corn, they can't get corn now that's not BT treated. So, anyhow, on the right-hand side, like I said, there's a bunch of different companies who produce foods, either that or they are wholly owned by Monsanto. And it's quite a list here. It's just, to put it very bluntly, it's sickening. I'll just put it that way. What can one say? Yeah, it's just, we get that stuff being fed to us, and we can't really do anything about it if we buy commercial. That's why earlier on this spring here, why I did that show on how to build your own potato planters. And I'll probably go ahead and just explain a little bit more on how to make some planters to plant other seeds as well. So, well, let's have a little fun here. I'm going to just pop in, a couple nice little pieces of music here just as a little bit of a fill. So, enjoy.
Summertime. I like to put butter and salt on mine. Yes, I do. With a knife and stick butter, I get in disarray. Thank God they came out with that squeezy parquet. Oh, corn, 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 corn on the cob.
Shaka-taka-doo.
Corn, 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 corn on the cob.
Shaka-taka-doo.
When I eat corn, 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 corn on the cob, I pretend I'm gonna pay them with some food. Oh, I don't like it when it gets stuck in my teeth. No, I don't. It looks like some kind of crazy yellow moss.
Yes, it does.
So thank God they came out with that mint and the floss. Oh, corn, 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 corn on the cob.
Ripple up a skank.
Corn, 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 corn on the cob.
Ripple up a skank.
When I eat corn, 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 corn on the cob, in the summertime is good.
Yee-haw! I roofed out on a brightly moon, so calm and clear was the weather. Chance to roam some miles from home among the beautiful blooming heather, and it's heather of the moon over the heather. Over the moor and among the heather, chance to roam some miles from home among the beautiful blooming heather, and it's heather of the moor. As I roved along with me hunting song, with me heart as light as any feather, I met a pretty maid upon the way. She was tripping the dew down from the heather, and it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. Met a pretty maid upon the way. She was tripping the dew down from the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Where are you going to be, pretty fair maid? Come here, Lord Day, now tell me whether I'd modestly. She answered me to the feeding of me lambs together, and it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. Right modestly she answered me to the feeding of me lambs together, and it's heather on the moor. I come from far beyond the hill to fetch a lamb that strayed from tether, but I think I'll stay a while to stay and take me time among the heather, and it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. Think I'll stay a while this day and take me time among the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Well, we both shook hands and there we sat, for it being the finest day in summer. And we sat till the red setting beams of the sun came sparkling down upon the heather, and it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. Sat till the red setting beams of the sun came a sparkling down upon the heather, and it's heather on the moor. Well, I must be gone before I stop and take the little one with the others, but I'm loath to part from you as loath our lambs to depart them mothers, and it's heather on the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. And I am loath to part from you as love our lambs to depart them mothers, and it's heather on the moor. Up she rose and away she she goes, her place and name I know not either. But if I was king, I'd make her queen, the lass I met among the heather, and it's heather and the moor, over the heather, over the moor and among the heather. If I was king, I'd make her queen, the lass I met among the heather, and it's heather and the moor.
That's what we got to do, guys. You know, I'm responding here to the chat room. We've got to go ahead and start, you know, canning more of our own foods. You know, if you can find good food at a decent price, you know, can it up. You know, because, like I said, I had 7 quarts plus some extra. So that meant, what was it, 14 pounds plus. Of pork loin, you know, chopped that up, plunked it in the jars, you know, pre-cooked it somewhat, and then went ahead and canned her up. And that'll be 7 meals that we can have, you know, as around this place, you know, we got a lot of people who think protein is the meal. So it's we got to have that in there. So. But when you come right down to it, yeah, it took me, you know, well, I'll just say a few hours to get the stuff all done. But we ended up with, you know, a few hours worth of time invested in, you know, cutting these things up and canning them up. Got seven meals, and it was, about $20. Plus, I got all the bones and the fat and the trimmings there. That's in another pot simmering down right now to make soup stock. So, and I'll probably get another, you know, 2 or 3 quarts out of that as well. So it's what you got to do. I saw somebody in here saying that they, you know, get their stuff from Honeyville, good place to buy stuff. If you have an Amish grocery store in your area, you know, find out where they do their buying at. Because quite often, someone in that community will be running a food store. So it's, you know, something to remember. So let me do this. We're going to go ahead here. Again, I'm just going to go ahead and throw another pair of tunes in here. And I think, well, that one I'm not going to put in there, because if I put both these tunes in there, that would run us all the way up to the top of the hour. And I wouldn't even be able to say bye-bye to anybody. So, I'll do this. Here we go. Another pair of songs that I think people will like. You know, first one will be a lady by the name of Mercedes Lackey. And the other one is from the band, Danville Train. And this is actually one that, well, I had gone ahead and, again, like I said, started taking more of my old LPs and converting them to digital. So, please, enjoy.
Ride, warrior, ride, with your blade by your side. Follow on your spirit steed, while wounds darken and bleed. As you fly, hear the night beast cry, cold tears run with the rain down a horse's mane. Something dark in a hall of stone, something bright like a diamond shone. Mist and magic fill the air, from wedding feast to devil's lair. Suddenly the walls ran red, kith and kin all lying dead. None to follow, none to chase, fear and pain on the young bride's face. Ride, warrior, ride, with your blade by your side. Follow on your spirit steed, while wounds darken and bleed.
sky. Hear the night breeze cry, cold tears run with the rain down a horse's mane. Underneath the blankets deep, gather secrets that you keep. Things for dreaming, things for play, things saved for a bloody day. Now the metal touches skin, now the hunting will begin. Racing after wild and blind, leaving home and heart behind. Your rifle, your guide, put your blade by your side. Follow on your spirit's steed, while wounds darken and bleed. Drink the wind as you fly, hear the night breeze cry. Cold tears run with the rain down a horse's mane. Saddle up the waiting mare, leap into the chilling air, to the witch and all her power. Ride on to Kethri's tower, help you need a magic strong. Brace you must the whole night long, a mage and a magic spell have come to take you straight to hell. Ride, warrior, ride, with your blade by your side. Follow on your spirit's steed, while wounds darken and bleed. Drink the wind as you fly, hear the night beast cry. Cold tears run with the rain down a horse's mane. Ride, warrior, ride, with your blade by your side. Follow on your spirit's steed, while wounds darken and bleed. Drink the wind as you fly, hear the night breeze cry. Cold tears run with the rain down a horse's mane. Ride, warrior, ride, with your blade by your side. Follow on your spirit's steed, while wounds darken and bleed. Drink the wind as you fly, hear the night beast cry.
We were hungry, just barely alive. By May the 10th, Richmond had fell. It's a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, and the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and the people were singing. They
Those guys, yeah, the band. It's been a lot of years since I, you know, pulled that album out and listened to it, and I decided, yep, that was one I was going to clip on out and have here special for all of us here in the chat room on JMR. Yep, because it's, I still like their version a heck of a lot better than the one that Joan, I think it was Joan Baez did it. And, well, what can you say? It's, those good old boys, they seem to just kind of feel the spirit of it a little bit better. So what do we got here? We're approaching the top of the hour here, so... Oh, what should we do? What should we do? And what should we talk about some more? I think what we'll do here is I'm just going to go ahead and just, you know, play us a little bit more music. And then we'll see what happens after this. All along the watchtower, you know, that's what we got to be doing. We got to be watching.
Some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it.
Guns, self-defense, survival, current events, and your future.
Can't take me.
Yeah!
rapidly approaching desperate times. Have you prepared your family physically, mentally, spiritually to face these times? The tyrant has overstepped his authority. What will you do when he comes to your door?
You can't take me.
Please join us here on Just Measures Radio Network for The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday. It's easy to take liberty for granted when you've never had it taken from you.
Okay, so, okay, I guess I was going to be a little bit cutesy there, but no, I'm just going to go ahead here and do a bit more here, because I'm feeling somewhat energetic this evening, and what the heck. You know, you guys seem to like the stuff I play, so that's what we'll do. We'll have some more music here, and, well, like I'd said, I've talked about this one before, said, you know, we should probably make this the, let's see here, what do we say? We should make this the new battle cry song for all the 3%ers. You probably know which one I'm talking about, so here goes.
time has come. Move your feet to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnightmare and blood-red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Axes flash, broadswords swing. Shining armors piercing a ring. Houses run with a powder shield. Fight those bastards till they yield.
That was Heather Alexander, you know, with March of Canbreath. Kind of a, I don't know how many of you are familiar with Heather Alexander or not. A few years back, I guess she decided she was confused about who or what she was, so she decided she was going to have a little, shall we say, alterations done. So now she's doing her music under the name of James Alexander, but still, she, because forever, she will be a she in my mind, not a he. Still, her music is still pretty darn good, so. And before, remember I said that I had a couple pieces there, I went, oh, no, that would take us up and over the top of the hour. It was won by a lady by the name of Lorena McKinnick, the Highwayman. And again, this is another, I guess you could call it semi-traditional one. And again, yes, I know these, like IC said, this sounds like Ren Faier stuff, but doggone it, I get occasionally just, I like listening to this sort of music just as a change of pace. You know, some people, like for example, Cope, he loves the old-time country and western music, and he doesn't like the new stuff. Well, I have to admit, I like the old-time folk music. So here we go. Lorena McKinnick, The Highwayman.
French cocktail on his forehead, a bunch of lace.
face on his chin. A coat of glaring velvet and breeches of brown under skin. The feet were never a wrinkle, his boots were up to the thigh. And he rode with a jewel twinkle, his pistol buds a twinkle, his rapier hilt a twinkle under the jeweled sky. And all the cobbles they clattered and clashed in the darkened yard. And he tapped with his whip on the shutters, the ball was locked and barred. He whistled a tune to the window, and who should be waiting there? But the landlord's black-eyed daughter, that's the landlord's daughter, plaiting a dark red love knot into her long black hair. Bonnie sweetheart, I'm after a prize tonight. But I shall be back with the yellow gold before the morning light. Yet he depressed me sharply and hurry me through the day. Then look for me by the moonlight, watch for me by the moonlight. Come to thee by the moonlight, whom hell should bar the way. Rose upright in the stirrups, he scarce could reach a hand. But she loosened her hair in the casement, his face burned like a brand. As the black cascade of perfume came tumbling over his breast, and he kissed its waves in the moonlight. Oh, sweet waves in the moonlight. He tugged at its rein in the moonlight and galloped away to the land.
Look to the priming, she stood up straight and still.
sudden light in the echoing night. Nearer came and nearer, her face was like a light. Her eyes grew wide for a moment, she drew in a lusty breath. Then her finger moved in the moonlight, her mask had shattered the moonlight. Shattered her breast in the moonlight, and warmed him with her death. He turned his spear to the west, he did not know she steered. But with her head of the musket, drenched with her own red blood, not till the dawn he heard it, his face could pray to hear. Up as the landlord's daughter, the landlord's black-eyed daughter, had watched for love in the moonlight, and died in the darkness there. And back he sped like a madman, shrieking a curse to the sky. With the white road smoking behind him, and his Arabia brandished high. Red, red were the spurs of the golden moon, wine red was his velvet coat. When he shot him down on the highway, down like a dog on the highway. And he lay in his blood on the highway, with a bunch of lace at his throat.
Like I said before, that's I'd thought of putting that one on a little earlier, and like I said, also that was a fairly long one, so yeah, I figured I'd save that here for how'd you call it, the show extra portion. Yeah, Cope, yeah, not Cope, Conk. You asked about Patriot games. I was positive I had it here on this machine, but I don't see it. But got a little one here that, again, it's with the Irish Rebellion times. So let me put this one in here.
Oh, will you come and listen to the story going round? How our Lord and Jesse James rode into Belfast town. They stopped for a drink, stopped for a meal. Drinking whiskey, drinking wine, and they were feeling mighty fine as they rode into Belfast through the hills of Ligonine. And not a word was spoken as they travelled on their way, until they came to the Falls Road, and yes, he did say, God, I haven't felt so good since I robbed the Glendale Thray. Our Lord, he raised his head, turned to Jesse and he said, I never thought I'd see the likes of Calvary again. And they rode past the burnt out motor cars and the tangle of barbed wire in the city built upon the swamp and baptized in fire. Our Lord was going to bless the place, but a bullet grazed his hand. As the blood came trickling red, he turned to Jesse and he said, it's just that old stigmata, it's infectious in this land. Oh, our Lord was up on a donkey, Jesse James was riding the mare, and they rode past the army tanks and never showed a care. Jesse on his fiddle played the victory at the boy. Jesus put his bazooka down, turned to Jesse with a frown. I don't think you should play that tune when we're passing through our doy. And when they came to Valley Murphy, the curate up and said, if you give us back our freedom, you can keep your fishing bread. Jesse walked among the crowd to see what he could see. His possessions, they were few, so he picked a pocket or two. He was serving his apprenticeship with the SDLP. On the top of Davis Mountain, there stands a lonely tree, and children passing by there, and they stop and bend a knee. And men with hidden guns make a silent vow,
swear to God,
and that the riots will stop the day that the soldiers go away. Leave our Lord on the cross, and Jesse hanging from the bough.
Came quicker than I thought. Yeah, sometimes some of these I've, shall we say, re-recorded, they lose a little bit of the outro for pieces of music. But that's okay. We can still have fun with the stuff when we're here. So, who knows? I just may just kind of continue on this evening here. And, you know, maybe just go ahead and do this as an extended length show. I'm not quite sure how I should do that. So, but with that said, I think I'm just going to go ahead and just drop a few here for a couple minutes. And that way I can kind of poke my nose into the chat room and talk a bit more. So here we go. Another nice one. Of course, this one isn't really a song, it's to start with, but we'll put some other music in after this one.
Well, I rise up every morning at 7:45. Wow. My woman, who's my wife, tells me not to be late. Wow. I kiss kids goodbye, I can't remember their name. Wow. And week after week, it's always the same. It's old boys, can't you code it? Whoop. And program it right. Nothing ever happens in this life of mine. I'm howling out the data on the Xerox line. And it's code in the day to give the keyboard a punch. Then call score lean and a break for some lunch. Correlate, tabulate, process and screen. Program, print out, regress to the mean. And it's old boys, can't you code it? Program it right. Nothing ever happens in this life of mine. I'm hauling up the data on the Xerox line. Yeah, then it's home again, eat again, watch some TV, make love to my woman at 10:53. I dream the same dream when I'm sleeping at night. I'm soaring over hills like an eagle in flight. And it's home, boys, can't you code it? Program it right. Nothing ever happens in this life of mine. I'm hauling up the data on the Xerox line.
someday. I'm gonna give up all the buttons and things. I'll set time clock till it can't ring. Burn up my necktie and set myself free. Cause no one's gonna fold, bend, or mutilate me. And it's old boys, can't you code it? Program it right. Nothing ever happens in this life of mine. I'm hauling up the data on the Xerox line. And it's old boys, can't you code it? Program it right. Nothing ever happens in this life of mine. I'm hauling up the data on the Xerox line.
I left my home still as a child. I walked 1,000 sorry miles to wait for my father to gather up his tools. He said, my boy, you gotta run. Don't wait for me, don't wait for mom. We'll come get you when it's safe for us to move. So I waited many years, held back the pain behind my tears, for my father to come find me like he said. And in that time I was alone, so many years without my home. I made brothers of a different kind instead. And at the time I didn't know just how hard the wind could blow towards disaster and the things that I would see. I never found my father, I never found my mother either, but I know in my lifetime I will be a hero to the masses, to those born without chances. There's a freedom that everyone deserves. I know there's greed and there's corruption. I've seen death and mass destruction. But I'm telling you, and I hope that I am heard. I will not be commanded. I will not be controlled. And I will not let my future go on without the help of my soul. I will not be commanded. I will not be controlled. And I will not let my future go on without the help of my soul. I will not be commanded. I will not be controlled. And I will not let my future go on without the help of my soul. I will not be commanded. I will not be controlled. And I will not let my future go on without the help of my soul.
Yeah. Like I said, that one was special. That was Tinkerbell asked me if I'd play that one. Yeah, the White Buffalo, they've got some pretty good pieces. You know, some of them are a little bit heavier, and well, maybe before we finish up tonight, I might actually go ahead and play another one of those. We'll see. But right now, I'm going to go ahead here and do like I'm supposed to do here and get a couple commercials in here, because if I'm going to do this as a full 2-hour, I guess you'd say, a special show for Tinker's Shop for tonight, I better get the commercials in here like we're supposed to have. So bear with us, and I'll be back in less than a minute.
Hurricanes, tornadoes, western firestorms, earthquakes, financial collapse, government upheaval. What happens when Walgreens closes? Whom do you turn to? You turn to Kat Ellis and myself, Chuck Hudson, on the Medi-Chat and learn how combat medicine and alternative herbal remedies can help keep you going no matter what. The Medi-Chat, live 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, on the Just Measures Radio Network.
Years ago, I uttered the phrase too late as a warning that silver and gold prices would soon skyrocket, and thus they have this year. With our current financial predicament, you might want to consider someone who supplies silver American Eagles and other precious metals, a family dealer up in Mount Vernon, Indiana. Just Measures Coin Shop. Call Bobby at 812-305-7091 or click on the link at my homepage at johngaultfla.com.
Yeah, there we go. Like I said, you know, they like us to put our station IDs or our commercials in here. So therefore, that's what we do. Oh, yeah. Well, here we go. A little bit more of some more of the Scottish things. I think I'll go ahead and drop a couple of these in here in a row. This first one here is from the Bedlam Bards. It's Campbell's Fair... Campbell's Farewell to Red Gap, and I'll let you know what the other one is when I come back.
don't ever fall in love, it's the devil's own invention. For once I fell in love with a maiden so bewitching, Miss Henrietta Bell out of Captain Kelly's kitchen. With me Tora Laura La, me Tora Laura Laddie, me Tora Laura La, Tora Laura Laddie. At the age of 17 I was apprenticed to a grocer, not far from Stephen's Green, where Miss Henry used to go, sir. Her manners were sublime, she set my heart a-twitching, and she invited me to a holy in the kitchen. With me Tora Laura La, me Tora Laura Laddie, me Tora Laura La, Tora Laura Laddie. Next Sunday being the day we were to have the flare-up, I dressed myself quite gay and I frizzed and oiled my hair up. The captain had no wife and he had gone a-fishing, and we kicked up alive down below stairs in the kitchen. With me Tora Laura La, me Tora Laura Laddie, me Tora Laura La, Tora Laura Laddie. Just as the clock struck six we sat down to the table, she handed tea and cake and I ate while I was able. I drank hot punch and tea till me side it got a-stitching, and the hours passed quick away when you're carting in the kitchen. With me Tora Laura La, me Tora Laura Laddie, me Tora Laura La, Tora Laura Laddie. With me arms around her waist, she slyly hinted marriage. To the door in dreadful haste came Captain Kelly's carriage. Her eyes soon filled with hate and poison she was spitting, when the captain through the door walked right into the kitchen. With me Tora Laura La, me Tora Laura Laddie, me Tora Laura La, Tora Laura Laddie. She flew up off me knees, full 5 feet up or higher, and overhead and hails threw me slap into the fire. Me new repealer's cord, which I bought from Mr. Mitchell, with a 20-shilling note went to blazes in the kitchen. With me Tora Laura La, me Tora Laura Laddie, me Tora Laura La, Tora Laura Laddie. I grieved to see me duds all smeared with soot and ashes, when a tub of dirty suds right in me face she dashes. As I lay on the floor in the water she kept pitching, the footman broke the door and walked straight into the kitchen. With me Tora Laura La, me Tora Laura Laddie, me Tora Laura La, Tora Laura Laddie. When the captain came downstairs, though he spied me situation, in spite of all my prayers I was marched down to the station. For me they'd have no bail, but to get home I was itching, so I had to tell a tale how I came into the kitchen. With me Tora Laura La, me Tora Laura Laddie, me Tora Laura La, Tora Laura Laddie. I said she didn't invite me, but she gave a flat denial. For assault she didn't indict me, and I was set for trial. She said I robbed the house in spite of all her screeching, and I got 6 months hard for me courting in the kitchen. With me Tora Laura La, me Tora Laura Laddie, me Tora Laura La, Tora Laura Laddie. With me Tora Laura La, me Tora Laura Laddie, me Tora Laura La, Tora Laura Laddie.
I met with Captain Fowl, and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol, and then I drew my rapier, saying, stand and deliver, for I am a bold deceiver with sherry gum-da-rum-da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. He counted out his money, and it made a pretty penny. I put it in my pocket and I gave it to my Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. For the devil take the women, for they never can be easy. With sherry-gum-da-rum-da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I went into my chamber for to take a slumber. I dreamed of gold and jewels, and so that it is no wonder. But Jenny took me charges, and she filled them up with water, and sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. We shall rig em down, die. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, the whiskey in the jar. It was early in the morning,
up the treble. The cards were all around me, and likewise Captain Farrell. I first produced my pistol, for she stole away my rapier. But I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken. Wish I ring up the da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, the whiskey in the jar. Save me, it's me, brother in the army. I think he must be stationed up in Cork or in Killarney. And if he'd come and join me, we'd go right in and kill Kenny. I swear he'd treat me better than the dire and Spartan Jenny. Wish I rigam derum da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Wish I rigam derum da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one kind of ran over a little bit, but that's okay. Okay, those last two were from a bunch of guys called Barley Juice. First one's... First pair of songs was Boys of the Blue Hill and Courtin' in the Kitchen, and the last one was, you know, kind of an old standby called Whiskey in the Jar. Again, you know, it's, some of these are the, like I said, the old-timey hill or Celtic-type tunes. So let's do this here. I know this one here is one that... Concrete and Likes, Lochlomond. I did find it. Of course, it's a little bit different version than the one that you usually play. And I think what we're going to do is we'll probably follow that up with Charlie Zan's version of Lord of the Dance. So, again, please enjoy.
Thank you.
dance, said he, and I lead you all wherever you may be. And I lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced on the morning when the world was begun. I danced on the moon, on the stars and the sun. I came down from heaven and I danced on earth. In Bethlehem I had my birth. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I lead you all wherever you may be. And I lead I danced for the scribes and the Pharisees. They wouldn't dance, they would not follow me. I danced for the fishermen, James and John. They came with me and the dance went on. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I lead you all wherever you may be, and I lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced on the Sabbath and I cured the lame. Holy people said it was a shame. They cut me and they stripped me and they hung me high and left me there on a cross to die. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, that I lead you all wherever you may be. And I lead you all in the dance, said he. I danced on the Friday when the sky turned black. It's hard to dance with the devil on your back. They buried my body, they thought I'd gone. But I am the dance and I still live on. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he, and I lead you all wherever you may be. And I lead you all in the dance, said he. But I leapt up high. I am the life, I'll never ever die. I live in you, if you live in me. For I am the Lord of the dance, said he. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. And I lead you all wherever you may be. And I lead you all in the dance, said he. Dance, dance, wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, said he. And I lead you all wherever you may be. And I lead all in the dance, said he. I lead you all in the dance, said he.
Yeah, Winamp did its thing again here for me. crashed right there at the end of that one. That's so, so disheartening. So, but what with all that said, I think what we're going to do here is, if I can find my way back over to where I should be, I'm just going to go ahead and finish off with the chicken raid, and then we'll go with that, and that'll bring us right over the top of the hour. So please enjoy. Thank you all for joining me here tonight in the Tinker Shop for the 8th of February of 2014. And have a very good week. And remember, tomorrow morning, Bobby will be having Just Measures Radio's Godly Living program. So enjoy and take care. God bless, and have a very good week.
All right, let me present to you once again the insanity, which is the chicken raid of Cymru.
How, how, how!
Well, Gwydion got the pigs, but I went after chickens. Went down to Divot to do some butt kicking. Good old boy Prideri, he met me at the door, said, "You looking just as sneaky as you did that time before, buddy." That's right. Call yourself a magician.
How?
You just a common cattle rustler. So I said, "I'm after chickens," and the man looks dismayed. Says, "I can't just give them to you. You know, we got a trade." I had to give him something. I knew it for a fact. So I turned a bunch of mushrooms in a big old Cadillac. It was a chicken raid. A chicken raid, a Cymru. We ain't gonna plead, we ain't gonna beg. Just give us all your chickens and your big golden eggs.
Yeah, that's right. That's some classic Cadillacs too, you know, pink with that mushroom-colored leather interior. Big Celtic fuzzy dice, you know, hanging down. Good transportation there.
So the magic wears off and they're all driving spores. Now Prideri comes in and says, "Boys, this means war. Pretty soon we got the whole army on our tails, and we're chasing chickens over hills and dales. Uh-oh. You can't herd these things like sheep, boys. Need to get us some chicken dogs." So we're chasing our chickens across this little stream, when from behind us we hear this blood-curdling scream. Turn around to see a bunch of Celtic lads, and they're all painted blue, and they're looking real mad. It was a chicken raid. You got it. A chicken raid, a Cymru. We ain't gonna bleed, we ain't gonna beg. Just give us all your chickens and your big golden eggs.
Mm-hmm. Might be in a bit of trouble now, boys. That's okay. We're Celts, we can improvise, right? Right? Yeah.
So we each grab a chicken and we turn to attack with our feared battle cry of "Begone!" Lucky for us, the reinforcements come and we fight a big war, which we finally won. Now, being as how you might never have heard this before, you might wonder, just exactly how do you go about winning a war against a superior armament opponent when all you got is chickens? Well, of course, I gotta tell you. Luckily, this is all in the history books if you just know where to look.
So you just imagine yourself, you're standing out there on this battlefield, somewhere in Wales, and or somewhere in Texas, or somewhere in between, and all you got to your whole name is a teeny, weeny, little itsy-bitsy wooden shield and a chicken. And you got a big old opponent coming down, swinging a big old sword. Are you afraid? No, you're not afraid. Because you don't have an ordinary kind of Tyson Foods variety supermarket fall apart when you shake it kind of chicken now, do you? No. This ain't no shake and bake chicken here. We're talking a Celtic warrior chicken you got at your command, all right? This thing's got some drumsticks, okay? So you got your little itsy-bitsy little wooden shield here, and you got your chicken behind your back, and you're holding it by its hind legs. Actually, you're holding it by its only legs. And you're swinging it in a circle. Whoop! Bah! 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 And your opponent takes a mighty swing. And he swings, and you block it with your shield, and it goes, thunk! And it sticks. And you yank your shield arm back and rip his sword away from his trembling, nerveless fingers. And meanwhile, you're still swinging your chicken. Bawk! 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 And now, you just give him a big old Welsh grin. Showing all of your remaining teeth. And then you swing this thing, this old chicken, back behind your back and up over your head and down into his terrified face. And you say, hey, buddies, look what I just did. You try that, too. And that's how you win the war, okay? Okay, now let's see. Where were we? I think I digressed, didn't I? Yeah. So we go back to the king, but it wasn't real pleased. Seems his favorite maiden had a social disease. We tried to blame the rooster, but he was not amused. It turned us into June bugs and set them chickens loose. It was a chicken raid. Uh-oh. Chicken raid, a come raid. We ain't gonna plead, we ain't gonna beg. Just give us all your chickens and your pig golden eggs. It was a chicken raid, sure was. A chicken raid, a come raid. We ain't gonna plead, we ain't gonna beg. Just give us all your chickens and your pig golden eggs.
Years ago, I uttered the phrase too late as a warning that silver and gold prices would soon skyrocket, and thus they have this year. With our current financial predicament, you might want to consider someone who supplies silver American Eagles and other precious metals, a family dealer up in Mount Vernon, Indiana. Just Measures Coin Shop. Call Bobby at 812-305-7091 or click on the link at my homepage at johngaltfla.com.